Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with the next video in the Tailspin Spyworks series. In this video, we're going to start to implement the final checkout for our shopping cart. Now you'll recall that we allowed users to browse our products categories and select items to place in a shopping cart, and therefore that shopping cart's anonymous. Well, this feature is going to introduce a little bit of complexity as we implement the checkout functionality, because we're going to need to check when the user says they want to check out, they want to perform the final checkout, we're going to have to find out if the user is logged in. And if they're not logged in, we're going to have to require them to log in. Now, only registered users can do that. So if the user wants to continue with checkout and they don't have a username and a password in the system, they're going to have to register. Once that happens, we're going to have to take that anonymous shopping cart and convert it to an identified shopping cart, associating the shopping cart and the items in it with the user that just logged in. So we're going to have to actually implement this in probably three separate videos. The first thing that we need, though, is in our shopping cart, we need a link to final checkout. So in order to do that, let's switch into source mode. Let's grab the image button that we used for updating the shopping cart and paste a copy of it. Next, we can change the name. Let's call this checkout.button. Right. Next, we're going to change the image that we're displaying. So let's go over and change the update cart.gif file to be finalcheckout.gif. And finalcheckout.gif is just an image that's that exists in our styles images folder. Okay. Final checkout. That should resolve momentarily. Now, instead of an onClick, we actually don't want an onClick event handler for this. So we're going to remove that. And we're going to specify a postback URL. Right? Postback URL equal. And we're going to set that equal to checkout.asbx. Now we haven't created the checkout.asbx page yet, but we will in a moment. ASPX. Okay. So since that's not known yet, let's go ahead and right-click on our solution, choose Add, New Item, select Web Form from Master Page, we'll name it checkout.asbx, and when we select Add, we'll go to our Styles folder and select the site.master page. Right. Now if we run our application just as it stands, here we are in a shopping cart. The shopping cart's empty, but we can still click Final Checkout. We probably want to put a filter on here to prevent somebody from trying to check out with a with an empty shopping cart, but we'll do that momentarily. Now notice there's the sign-in logo is here, so I'm not logged in. I click on Final Checkout, and I get to the checkout.asbx page. So we've got the shell of the page structure that we want, but we have to add some logic to determine whether or not the user is authenticated. So luckily for us, in ASP.NET, there's an easy way for us to do that, to determine when this page is requested, whether or not the user is authenticated or not. So let's go ahead and have a look at how to do that now. So, to do that, let's go over into our solutions, scroll down in the Solutions Explorer, and find the web.config file. In the web.config file, we're going to scroll all the way to the bottom, at the end of the configuration section, right, and we're going to add a location element. And the path for our location element, we're going to set to checkout.aspx. Now, you'll note that we don't have to do any path resolution for checkout.aspx because it's at the same level as our web.config file. All right, so next we're going to have to embed this in a system.net web element. And then here, we're going to add an authorization element. And in authorization, we're going to say deny users equal question mark. Question mark is shorthand for unauthenticated users. So let's go ahead and save that. Let's go back to default, run our solution, right? And just to implement the shopping experience, let's put something in the shopping cart. Now we have an item. Let's click on final checkout. And notice here we are at the login page. So we could now log in. We haven't implemented the checkout logic yet, but now we have file-based security in place so that when somebody tries to go to the checkout.asbx page, the system, the .NET runtime, is going to confirm that they're logged in before it allows them to continue. So what we need to do now is start to inject some logic into the login process to handle that anonymous shopping cart. So let's go ahead and look at that now. Okay, now that we've prevented unauthenticated users from entering the checkout process, we're going to have to add some logic to the login mechanism in order to handle that anonymous shopping cart. So, here in the Tailspin Spyworks solution, let's scroll down, find the account folder, open it up, go down and find login.aspx, and open up the login.aspx.cs file, the code behind file. So, the first thing you'll notice here is this register hyperlink line of code, and we're going to get rid of that. What this line of code does is let the user get redirected to wherever they were before they entered the login process. We're going to still do that in our application, but we're going to have to add some custom logic to do that, and you'll see why in a moment. The first thing that we're going to need to do is find out whether or not the user is already authenticated. And in order to do that, we're going to need the system web security namespace. So let's say using system.web.security, and then here in our page load event, we can say if user.identity.isAuthenticated, we can do something. And what the something that we're going to do is we're going to say forms authentication dot sign out, and then we're going to do response.redirect. And we're going to just redirect back to the home page of our application. Now, what's happening here is that the link that the user clicks on to get to the login page can read anything that we want. So we're actually going to use a state-aware login view that says, hey, if the user's not logged in, make this link read login. And if the user is already logged in, make this link read log out. So if they're already logged in and they click on that log out text, they'll get directed to the login.aspx page, and the code behind is going to say, hey, if the user identity is authenticated, they're already logged in, that means that they want to log out. So we'll handle that. Now that we've done that, the next thing that we're going to need to do is find out, is this the first time that the page is being loaded? Right. So this page is going to be loaded multiple times, one when the login page is initially requested, and then again after the user fills in the username and password and clicks the submit button. We need to do some special stuff the first time that the page is loaded. So let's say if page is not a postback, right? So not page is postback, then we can do our special stuff. And the special stuff that we're going to do is we're going to find out whether or not we got referred to the login page from somewhere else in our web application. To do that, we'll say if page request URL refer, meaning there is a URL referer object, we got referred from someplace. If it's not equal to null, that means we got sent here from someplace else. And if we did get sent here from someplace else, we need to save that URL, and we're going to save it in a session object, which we'll call login refer, and we're going to get that URL from page.request.urlrefer.toString. Okay, so if this is the first time that the page is being loaded, we're going to find out if we got referred here from someplace else, as opposed to the user just entering the URL with the login.aspx page. And if we did, we're going to save that for later use. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to add logic. So this takes place when the page is being loaded. We need to add some custom logic to handle that unauthenticated shopping cart issue after the user has entered their credentials and the ASP.NET membership system has confirmed that those credentials are valid. The user is logged in. So, in order to do that, let's open the login.aspx page, go into design mode, and let's hop over here to our properties window and go down and find the login user control. Select this lightning bolt icon in the properties window, which will give us our events, and we are interested in the logged in event handler. So this gets fired after the membership system has successfully compared the username and password to a username and password that match in the database. So I'm going to double click here and notice we've created an event handler for logged in. So this happens right after the login is successful. Let's go ahead and dock that back. Here you can see our login user control logged in event handler. And down here, we're going to implement some special logic. So the first thing that we're going to do is, before we get to actually migrating the shopping cart, we haven't actually implemented the logic to migrate the shopping cart. But the first thing that we're going to do here is if session... Oops. So we're going to say if session login referrer is not equal to null, meaning we previously stored a referral object, and let's say response dot redirect to whatever we stored in that session object to string. And then just before that, because we know that we've been successful, let's say session username, remember we use this for the cart, we're going to say session username equal login user dot username. And that's what we're going to use for, we're just going to use the logged in username as their authenticated cart ID. All right. So, there's one more thing that we're going to need to do here. So we're going to want to create an instance of the shopping cart, and we'll just call this users shopping cart equal new my shopping cart, and then we're going to say string cart ID equal user shopping cart dot get shopping cart ID. Oops. Now what we want to do is we want to call a method that we haven't created yet called migrate shopping cart, passing in the cart ID and the username, right, this guy right here, so that we can convert it from an unauthenticated shopping cart, which was created with a cart ID that was just a GUID that we generated, to a authenticated shopping cart, which is created with a logged in user's username. Now, we haven't implemented this yet, so what we're going to do here is we're going to create a method call that's an error, and Let's add a to-do item. Uncomment the shopping. Conversion. And here, we're going to add that method call. So we'll say users shopping cart, and we'll call this migrate cart. And we're going to pass in two parameters. One is going to be this cart ID, and one is going to be the username. Now you'll notice it's complaining about migrate cart because we haven't implemented it yet. So we don't have an error. We'll keep that commented out. Now we're going to go into our My Shopping Cart class, and we can implement the migrate cart method. So we'll do that as the next step. Okay, so now we need to implement that migrate shopping cart mechanism. So let's go into our classes folder, open the myshoppingcart.cs file, scroll down and find a comfortable place. Right, so under update item, let's add a new method, public void migrate cart. You remember we passed in two parameters. One was the old cart ID, right? That's the GUID that we generated when the user first placed an item in the shopping cart. And we'll just call that old cart ID. And then the username of the user that just logged in. So now what we're going to do is access the shopping cart items in the database and replace the existing cart ID in each of those line items with the username. So let's fire up a try-catch block. And here let's catch an exception. And then here let's to do implement exception handler in migrate cart method. Okay, it's a great idea. You know, if you're not going to flush out every single feature as you're working, to leave yourself these notes so that you can go into the task manager in Visual Studio and go do them after you've got all the core functionality in place. So here, what we're going to do is we're going to create an instance, and actually we're going to wrap this whole thing in a using statement. So let's say using commerce entities db equal new commerce entities. Right, so we're going to wrap that whole try-catch block in a using statement. And here we're going to say var my shopping cart equal, and now we're going to do a query. So we're going to say from cart in db.shoppingcarts. And we'll say where cart.cartID equal the old cart ID, right? So we're going to fetch all of the items for the shopping cart ID that was passed in. All right, so let's think about what we just said. The variable shopping cart is equal to the result set of it of the query from cart in shopping carts where the records, the database records ID is equal to the old cart ID that we're migrating from. Then we can now say for each shopping cart item in my shopping cart, and let's fix that case. Remember, we're working in C sharp here, so we have case sensitivity. All right, so we'll say, for each shopping cart item in my shopping cart, there we go. For each shopping cart item in my shopping cart, let's now say item.cartID is going to be equal to the username that was passed into the migrateCart method. Once I've walked through all of the records in the result set, so we got the all of the records in the shopping cart, we're going to exchange the card ID for the logged in username, and now we can just say db save changes, right, to actually store those back to the database. And then the last thing that we need to do is we need to change the session object, right? So we had a session object, you'll recall, of card ID. So let's change the session object so that it now, instead of being the GUID that we generated earlier, we can set it equal to the username. All right, so let's go ahead and build. Successful. All right, so what will now happen is when the user has put a bunch of items in the shopping cart, they can say, I want to do final checkout. They'll be forced to the login process. Then after they've logged in, as soon as the login is successful, as accomplished by the ASP.NET membership system, this update shopping cart, I'm sorry, this migrate cart method will be called, will select all of the items in the shopping cart and replace the cart IDs with the currently logged in user, and then we'll have a shopping cart that we can then start to process for checkout. All right? So in this video, we've done really quite a bit. We've added some restrictions. We've created a checkout page. We've added the link to get to the checkout page. Then we've added a location restriction in the web.config file to make sure that in order for a user to see the checkout page, they're logged in. And then in the login page, we've added a mechanism to intercept the login, store the requesting URL, and call this method to migrate the cart, and then we've actually implemented the migrate cart logic that says, go get all the cart items and convert them to the now authenticated user. In the next video, we'll put the icing on the cake and we'll add the actual logic that checks the user's shopping cart out. And it's pretty simple in this application, and we'll just show you where the hooks are if you're actually going to add payment and shipping logic. But we'll do that in the next Tailspin Spyworks video. Thank you.